We're at Rosehill Gardens this morning. Golden Slipper even. Very fortunate now to give us some of his time. His champion trainer, Chris Waller. Chris, very good morning to you.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Firstly, you know, you come over from New Zealand. No doubt you watch this race a lot. Is there a Golden Slipper winner that, I suppose, resonates with you, that you loved even from your pre-training days? Just a performance that really sticks out for you?
No, not really. It's just a race that I can remember watching, and it goes so quick. There's always a lot of excitement. Pre-race, the young horses, the future stars have all been talked up for the last couple of months. The gates open and all of a sudden they're in the straight. So that's how quick it is, and just an amazing spectacle. So that's what sticks out to me more than any certain win.
Chris, do you still get nervous with days like tomorrow? And again, I think of, you know, you've had so much success and been in this business for such a long period of time. Do you, you know, you still wake up with that adrenaline, that excitement, those nerves?
Yeah, I do. The last couple of weeks, like, we're building towards a grand final.
Yeah.
And if you don't get it right, your job as the coach, you're criticised.
Yeah.
So there's only that anticipation to make sure everything's in order, make sure the horses or the players, so to speak, are going out on the field in 100% fitness and no issues. And that's not easy. So once you've done that, I think you relax a little bit. Mm. And then, yeah, there's that level of anxiety again, just pre-race.
Mm. Chris, do you watch a big race like the Slipper any differently to what you would a normal race? And tell me, I've always wondered what, when you've got a lot of horses and you've got two in the Slipper, possibly three, how do you watch the race and what are you looking for?
Pretty similar to any other race. You can't change the result. You're just waiting for them to enter the straight and make sure they have trouble-free runs. And you sort of hold your breath a couple of times if you can see the jockeys getting close or there's interference. Our horses always wear the white bridles, so they stick out in the field. So that's what I'm looking for. And as you're getting closer to the finish, you're looking at the ones that are closer to the front.
How have conditions, or how do conditions suit you and your horses? Again, we've spoken a lot, and we always seem to do it about weather and, you know, so many big days have had rain leading up to the event, but we've had great weather this week and looks a beauty tomorrow as well.
Well, it just makes it so much easier in preparation. Mm. So all the horses have done exactly what you want them to do. When you've got wet tracks, you have to manage safety, back off their speed, because that's when injuries creep in. So we're watching the weather. We've got heat this weekend, so that's probably our thing that we're looking at managing, how we keep the horses cool. The beauty of training here at Rosehill, we only have to walk across the road. And they don't have to travel. They're just here 2 hours prior to the race. So preparation's been fantastic. And, yeah, the heat on Saturday, I think it's about 32 degrees. Mm. Horses, now they're well into summer, coming into autumn, they cope really well. It's when you go straight from winter into the hotter weather, they struggle. So yesterday, I think it got to 38 or 39 here at Rosehill. I walked around the barn about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. They weren't even sweating. So that's good, and that's just a good time of the year to be training horses and working with animals.
Tell us about that Rosehill trainer's hut this morning. Who were the chatty ones? Who were the cheeky ones? I mean, I know that you've got a lot of horses, obviously, to keep your eye over, but what do you notice just in the background?
It's just business as usual. It's not much different. We all appreciate each other and respect each person for their runners and wish them all the best and little things like that. Mm. But Richard Friedman's in there. He takes centre stage when he can.
What a shock.
He can tell you how good he is. And a lot of GST.
Chris, can I ask? I know with some football coaches, and I'm assuming cricket coaches as well, don't share a lot of information. But you have the occasional ones that sit down, got a good relationship with another coach, and they swap ideas. Do you work with any other trainers, swap ideas at all?
We keep a close eye on what's going on.
Yep.
Mm. Yeah. So I guess you're with them basically 365 days a year. We don't have seasons. We're there every day. So not much. We'll talk about challenges and problems and yeah, we'll get tips along the way and sort of as things change every two or three years, there's different trends and different training styles.
What about, again, going back to our sports, you know, they have crossover with other sports. Do you sort of talk to people from other industries about what you may be able to do?
Yeah, we do. Yeah. And it's amazing how close people and horses are. It's all about recovery, their mental state, and keeping them happy. And obviously getting them fit, but ultimately you just can't replace natural ability. So you can see natural ability pretty early on with a horse, as you can with a player. We can't make them run faster. We can, I guess, just keep them healthy and keep them safe so that they can have longer careers.
Why can Shinzo give you your first slipper tomorrow? And how do you feel about Barrier 1?
I think, well, to start with, we were saying, oh, we don't want Barrier 1. We want to have a bit of room to move. But like any punter or any person that's talking themselves up, we've talked it into a real positive. I think it's the most winning barrier by a long way.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's won 10 of the last 50 or however many slippers there's been. It's the shortest way home. And in horse races, you don't get a handicap for being out wide. There'll be a lot of jostling. As 16 young horses over 1,200 metres around a bend creates a lot of movement. It ends up like a snake once you're in the back of the field. So if you're on the fence, you can only be affected by those horses on your outside. Mm. If you're in the middle, you've got horses to your inside and outside. So it's going to let him as a colt just relax. He'll have to have the speed to go with them, because otherwise he'll just get left behind. That's my only concern. He needs to be able to show speed to travel, because if they're out of their comfort zone for 1,200 metres, it makes it a very long race. So you need them to be able to travel and then say, right, oh boy, let's go.
Yeah.
That's the key.
What about your filly, Lazago?
Well, she's very bomb-proof. Shinzo's a colt that's still improving. He's a young lad that's going to be better next year. Lazago's a filly that she's ready-made. She's in her mature year now in terms of her development. So what you see is what you get. She'll be right there, ready to pounce, and it all comes down to ability over the last 200 metres.
Just looking a little bit ahead, Chris, Nature Strip had a jump out the other day. Your champion sprinter, how's he looking now?
He looks well, but again, he's in the career end of his career, and it's just hard to sort of manage where he's at, how to gauge how his practice is or how his training is. It'll be no different to you guys when you're getting towards your end of your footy careers or cricket careers. But I can sense that he's going really well. He loves the race. He's won the last 3 years, the TJ. And we've got a track rider that rides him every morning. He says he's going terrific. James McDonald hopped on him the other morning, said he's going well. So all the boxes are ticked, and probably give him a little bit of confidence next week. He'll sit in behind a couple of stable mates and just rip past them and say, gee, that was pretty good.
We better ask you about the filly that this bloke has a interest in. Pretty wild. How is she? She's a mare now, isn't she?
Yeah, she is. Yeah, she's she's an off-season carnival type of horse. Mm. The beauty of Australian racing, 52 weeks of the year, we're running for great prize money every Saturday and all the other days that go with it. She's just an off-carnival type horse. So you won't see her in these races, because if she did, Michael would be unhappy.
Yeah.
So
Chris doesn't want Michael unhappy. Can't handle any emails, any phone calls, any abusive text messages.
So
you got enough going on.
As soon as the carnival's over,
not his only horse.
So as soon as the carnival's over and the pressure comes off, the good horses go for their holidays, and that's when the second wave of horses come through, and she'll be racing sort of the end of April and looking to win a few more races.
Is there a horse running in the next couple of days, Saturday, that maybe those of us who like to just part ways with $5 or $10 should be following?
Ossipenko is running tomorrow. I like him in the Doncaster. I don't think he's quite forged his way into the field yet, but if he runs top three tomorrow, I think he's a genuine Doncaster winning chance.
How do you spend your Friday night?
Watching the footy normally.
Roosters or Bunnies?
I'd go Roosters.
These two disagree.
Roosters.
We went Bunnies, didn't
Who's
we?
Who's your Kiwi team in the Super Rugby?
Hurricanes.
Wellington?
Yeah. That's right.
Artie Sarvia back. They're taking on the Waratahs this afternoon. Mm. Mm.
2 points.
Oh. Stab.
That's all right. You guys won't win the World Cup.
You definitely won't.
Well, Chris,
fair point.
One all.
Hopefully for your and your connection's sake, Chris, you're celebrating a Golden Slipper triumph tomorrow. But we appreciate your time, and you know it's the first of a few huge weeks, isn't it?
Yeah.
Great time of year. Great weather compared to what we've had 12 months ago. You think of some of the previous autumns, but look at this. It's going to be a great atmosphere here tomorrow. Thank you so much.
Thanks, boys.
Welcome back to the Big Sports Breakfast. Now, just before we bring up BlockBet, we need a multi courtesy of Lozza for Golden Slipper Day. What have you got for us, Lozzy? You're going to the Ranvit and the George Ryder for your multi tomorrow.
Yep, race 6, number 1, Gold Trip to run top 2. Race 7, number 6, Fangirl to place. That's paying $6.
$6, tab app, tab website, click on sport and today's offers. And Blocker's Big Sports Breakfast Besties, little footy multi he does for it. It's open as well. It's paying $29. He'll give us the details soon, but we say a very good morning to the great Steve Blocker Roach, who we can see on our monitor here at Rose
Hill.
Look
at him. Oh, look at him.
He has taken over our studio.
He's in the presenter's chair as well. Oh, yes, Block.
Hey, good morning.
You are in charge.
Good morning, gentlemen. Yeah, it's about time.
You've got your own show,
he's
Block.
Playing with his gadgets. Look at him go.
Turn the volume up.
Yeah,
turn
the
producer down.
Hey, boys, before I start, happy Paddy's Day. Slauncher. Yeah.
Who?
Slauncher.
What's that?
It means cheers. In
Cheers.
Irish.
Slauncher.
Slauncher. Okay. Slauncher.
Oh, is Kath having a big day today?
Well, Loz, I'm glad you brought that up, mate. Last night I went to my nephew's wedding. And I don't drink that much anymore, but it was highly embarrassing because Kath was up on the dance floor for 3 hours. I'm thinking if there's anyone out there that can teach me how to dance. You know why? Loz,
No,
you know why? It's very embarrassing sitting there.
Why didn't you get up and have a go?
Oh, I get embarrassed, mate.
A couple of sidesteps, couple of dummies.
I'm a big unit.
Mate, you click your fingers and just tap your toes. That's all you need.
Is that it?
Mate,
hang on,
simple.
I'll give you an example.
Yeah, give us a look. Give us a look. What do you go for?
Yes!
Is that all right?
Mate, what's wrong with that?
I know.
That is good, Block.
Don't
rhythm.
Mate, I know. Now we're talking. There you go.
This is radio. Can you just explain what you saw, Clark?
Well, you've got a bit of a shimmy. You've got a bit of a double side shimmy. Hand click. You've got to click on both fingers.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you've got to click. Okay.
And was there, I can't see the toes. Was there a toe tap there as well?
Actually, I've got a bit of numbness in the toes.
Block, there's nothing wrong with that.
Block, that's pretty good, mate.
Yeah. I know, but... I know, I get embarrassed. I don't know why. Loz, do you get up and dance at weddings?
Hard to dance if you're not drinking, though, Block. I reckon that's fair play. You've got to be pretty... You've got to have had plenty to get up and dance.
I had a couple early.
Yeah, well,
but then I dropped off and just...
Yeah, you can't drop off. If you're going to hit the dance floor, you've got to go hard.
No, Block, I'm one of the first to jump up.
Oh. I get sober, though?
I excite the crowd.
Sober.
I get them up and about.
You're getting up dancing
Mate,
sober.
I started off. I love being up there on my own.
The other thing too, boys, I'm a little bit down today. This has been a problem that's followed me all my life, right? Mm-hmm. People tell me where they're going to be, and then I turn up and there's no one here. I mean, it would have been nice. Where are you guys anyway? It would have been nice if someone had said to me, look, we're out. Where are you?
We're in London, Block.
I love London.
Oh, mate. I thought you'd like the studio to yourself this morning.
I don't. I get lonely. It's a bit like...
Hey, Block.
I love that you chose Minnow's chair as well. You could have picked any chair and you went to the penthouse. I love it.
It fits nicely too.
Now, Block, early this morning we were talking about blokes and, you know, nicknames and... You know, there's always someone in your group that gets described as harmless. You know, it's like he's not a...
Oh, he's a good... He's harmless.
He's a dickhead, that bloke, or this bloke's a good fella. But if you get called harmless, you're neither here nor there.
In your mind,
if you're calling someone harmless, what does it mean?
They're a sayo. Do you know, Sayos crumble. That's why we call them Sayos. I know. Crusher,
it's the worst thing you can be called, isn't it?
Crusher Cleal was my great mate. One of the best, him and Ciro, the best ball running back rails I've ever played with. But he didn't like the defensive rot too much, right? And they used to call him the Loch Ness Monster. They know he's out there, but they can't find him.
Now, Block, who was it? Oh, that's right. That's right. God bless his soul. David Grant.
Nana Grant.
Nana Grant.
So
you'd ask why was Nana known Nana Grant. Block, why was he called Nana?
Because when they had to run the ball off their own line, Neil Whittaker would say, "It's your run, Nana." And he'd go, "Nana." Oh, no, mate, I'm exclusive to 30 out. Exclusive to 30 out. Yeah.
Oh, dear. Yeah. How's your week?
Mate, I've had a great week. My nephew, as I mentioned, my nephew got married yesterday out at the Pasadena. Have you been out there? They've done it all up out there at Whale Beach, out that way.
Oh, yeah, it's a great...
Mate, it's fantastic. No,
it's Whale Beach. It's a Bayview, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, out that way. Is it Scotland Island or something across the way?
Yeah, Pasadena's at Bayview, just on the other side of Pittwater from Whale Beach.
Mate, it was fantastic. Great venue. So if anyone wants to get married, ring... Oh, no, I'm joking.
Got equity?
Hey, boys. Just can... You guys,
there, Block?
Yeah, well, no, not really. You guys, I find this is my favourite part of the week, coming in and talking to you guys, and you explain a lot of stuff to me quite simply, because you've got to explain it to me simply, because I'm quite simple. But head knocks, right? Head knocks. Mm-hmm. What? Why? Can someone explain to me why it's 11 days? How did they come to the number of 11 days?
Good question.
Have to ask the experts.
Good question.
11 days.
Yeah. What would you like to see, Bob?
Well, I don't know. I don't really know. In boxing, is it mandatory? Is it like four months or six months or something?
I think it's
like
3 months.
It's pretty big.
If you get knocked out in the ring, 3 months can't fight for.
Yeah.
Really? Look, did you ever get knocked out, Block?
I got knocked out cold. One day it was it's a funny story now. It wasn't funny then. We played Saints one day, and, mate, remember when they had Craig Young and Rod Reddy and all those, Robert Stone and all those guys? I ain't a young fella. Anyway, we were playing at Cogra. And after the game, I was sitting there still in my gear, and I looked up. It just felt like I'd sat down and just finished the game and just looked down to the ground. And when I looked up again, everyone was shouting, dressed. They said to me, "What are you waiting for the third quarter?"
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's how, yeah. But, mate, it's a serious matter, isn't it?
Serious question, Brock. Do you have concerns about long-term health?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. 100%. My mate, I suppose getting older and all that sort of stuff, you start to forget things and all that. So, mate, there's concerns there. But you know what, Laurie, I've got to say it. I'll say it right now. And, you know, with all the litigation going on in the AFL and all that sort of stuff, I will never, ever consider, if something happens to me, suing the game. The game gave me everything. The game's given me a life. And, you know, I'm still in the media and doing all this sort of stuff. So, mate, I will never, ever sue the game, because I love the game. So, anyway, we'll see down the track.
That feel that way as well.
Yeah, mate. At the moment with the AFL, is there 64 blokes or something that are having a class action against the AFL?
Can I
just say, you know, they're taking it right back to 1986. Now, we played 1986, Laws. Yeah, mate, people didn't know what was happening then. I mean, how can you... I don't really understand how you can blame something and go back that far when they didn't know any of this stuff. I don't quite get it. I don't quite understand it. So anyway, we'll see down the track. But if it's happening in the AFL, it's going to happen in the league. It's only a matter of time.
For sure.
All right, Blockers, staying with us until after the news. But, this is going to whet the appetite for the weekend. Deliciously flaky pastry on top, a bottom which is rolled extra thin, a filling of 100% lean Aussie beef. I'm talking about Garlo's pies, the only pies you should be putting on your plate, and Garlo's pies are simply bursting with flavour. There's heaps of flavours to choose from, and here's a thought, take a night off from cooking. Grab a Garlo's family pie for the whole crew. They're available in all Coles and Woolworths stores. Remember, we're located in the chilled meals section, so if you can't find us, just ask for Garlo's pies by name. Garlo's pies, they're thin on pastry. They're big on meat. Welcome back to the Big Sports Breakfast. Now, Loz's multi, by the way, Loz, I've just had a text through from G Munsey saying that Razier will be scratched in Gold Trip's race. So you're down to seven starters, or will be down to seven starters, and you've got Gold Trip to run top two, into Fangirl to run top three.
Yeah, that's it.
That's your multi.
That's
for
the multi
slip a day.
Playing $6. Playing or paying $6?
Paying. Well, it can be either.
Oh, no.
$6, Tab app, Tab website, and also in the same spot is Blockers BSB Best. Block Bet, powered by Tab. Blocker,
yes.
What do you got for us? Because this is paying, honestly, there will be gold statues and much more. There will be honorary lunches if this gets up, because this is $29. So what have you got for us?
I've got the Rabbitohs to win by 5.5.
So to win by 6, yep. So minus 5.5. So they they win by 6 plus, yep.
And I've got Thomas Burgess to score in the first 70 minutes. I'll tell you why. I think the Roosters, with all their injuries, are starting to struggle a little bit around the middle, and I reckon Thomas Burgess will get a try. There you are.
In the first 70
in
minutes,
the first 70
that's
minutes.
Paying $29. $29,
wow.
Blockers, little double there. Souths minus 5.5. Tom Burgess, who, by the way, just extended as well until the end of next year. 211 matches for the club, 30 years of age. So he's
the last man standing of the Burgesses.
He is. He is. Munsey also sent me a stat that came via Channel 9. Para, when they start 0-3, in 2012, they finished 16th. In 2018, they finished 16th. They've lost three matches by 4 points, Blocker.
Yeah.
So they're not that far away.
No, they're not that far away. I mean, you know, the thing is, last night they gave, and you can't give Manly, you've got to try and silence a crowd when you play them at Brookvale. They got away to a good jump, didn't they, the Manly side? And Parramatta just looked like the whole game that they were, you know, that they were chasing their tail. So that was the biggest problem for them. Loz, can someone explain to me, please, why players try and knock the ball back infield on 40-20s and that, when teams are kick chasing that hard, that if you knock it back in, there's no one around, they pick it up and score. or the other one is, in the in-goal area, why do blokes try and knock the ball dead in goal, like knock it over the dead ball line, instead of just grounding it?
Yeah, I thought the same thing.
Yeah.
Oh, now, I don't understand that. I suppose, Block, it's just a rush of blood.
Hmm.
You know, you just go, well, I've got to get rid of this ball. You try and knock it. But out of the in-goal area where you just have to place your hand on it.
But, Loz, it's highly embarrassing if you knock the ball back in on a 40-20 and they pick it up and score. Well, at the end of the day, that was the difference in the scoreline, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was, mate. Eagles have got a good points in them. They've got some ability, haven't they? Schuster and Cherry Evans and Tom Trbojevic. They've got a lot of strike there, but defensively conceding 30, that'd be the area that needs to improve. But yeah, the Eels, they've been good in patches, but a 0-3 start. They've got Penrith next week and then the Roosters after that, Block, and both those teams are coming off byes, so they'll be fit and fresh, ready to challenge, so they could be 0-5.
Hey, Loz, I've got to ask you about Schuster. I saw him a couple of years ago when he first came in, and I thought, wow, this guy's got some ability. Do you reckon maturity now, he's finally going to, you know, if they leave him there at 5'8", geez, he can do things other blokes can't do.
Well, Block, I was trying to think last night
who reminds
when I was
you
watching
of?
Him, who he reminded me of, and I couldn't think of anyone because when you think great ball players, and say Cliffy Lyons, who was a great ball player for Manly, his deception was done with his hands.
Yeah.
Whereas Schuster has the hands, but he's also got the deception with his feet because he's got the ability to play with tempo. So you can either go fast to slow, slow to fast. And that, to me, combined with the skill and the pass, is something that I haven't seen.
Yeah,
can you just think off the top of your head someone that's had both?
Well, I don't know. He doesn't really fit the mould of a 5'8", neither, when you have a look at like his size you know what, Loz? I was thinking the same thing when I was watching it, thinking, I don't know who he reminds me of. I love looking at players and go, that guy reminds me of him. And he, you know what I mean? Look at back at yesteryear. But no, you're right. He's quite unique.
I thought about it. I thought, Benji Marshall. But Benji was a little bit different because he had that speed. And he was sort of... I'd
love to see him put 20 games together and see how he is at the end of the 20 games. He's suffered with a lot of injuries and you know, time off and all that sort of stuff. So I'd love to see him knuckle down and play. He's certainly got the ability.
Big one tonight, Blocker. The Roosters and the Bunnies, Allianz Stadium, and the market with Tab has the Roosters $2.20, slight outsiders. The Bunnies $1.67, 2.5 is the line. And naturally, this game so anticipated, considering, well, it always is, but that last meeting, week one of the finals, September 11, at the same venue, Souths won 30-14, and there were 6 sin bins. Now, we get Jarrad Maria Hargreaves and Victor Radley back for the Roosters, Tevita Totola back for the Bunnies. Just yesterday, though, Brandon Smith still in some doubt to play tonight, but, gee, the Roosters need... they've looked... Well, let's face it, even last week, they were lucky to beat the Warriors. So getting Radley and Maria Hargreaves back, they need an edge.
Yeah, that's ginormous, those two guys back. I just wonder with Jarrad's age now and all that sort of stuff, and he's been around for a long, long time, whether he'll have to warm into his task. I don't know whether, you know, he is the sort of bloke that'll hit the ground running, but I just worry a little bit when they're getting a little bit on, whether you can, you know, have that sort of impact that's needed. Look, South Sydney have been, you know, I think they've been near on the best side that I've seen so far in attack. So... the Roosters, as I mentioned a little bit earlier, down with a lot of middlemen. As you said, Jarrad coming back, and you know, I don't know whether he's going to have that really big impact. He'll start well for the first 20 minutes, but I don't know whether he's going to have that longevity in the game. And I just think South, with the amount of ball that they get, and you know what they do with it when they have got it, I think they might be hard to beat tonight.
And what other games are you doing this weekend, Block?
Mate, I am going up to the Gold Coast Titans and the Storm, so I'm really, really looking forward to that. Mate, have a look at the Titans last week. They led, I think it was 12 points to 2 against Saints, and then put the queue in the rack, unfortunately, for the Titans. So they've got it all to do. And the Storm, I would have loved, hey, Loz, I would have loved to have been a fly on the wall down there with Craig Bellamy when they got done up or dished up by the Dogs last week. So I'm expecting them to come out and... really put a good performance together. But the Titans at home, if they want to get crowds, you know, every second week when they play at home, they'll have to put up a good performance. It'll be a good game, that one.
Yeah, I thought the Titans were a chance until the team lists were announced, and then I thought, oh, Melbourne should win. They're, you know, Coates is back, Ollam's back, Kamakamitha's back, back row Dragons. Tarek Sims is back.
Yeah.
And looking forward to seeing young Jonah Pezzett play. He's been named in the 14 jersey. So I thought if Melbourne trotted out the same side, they'd be vulnerable. But with these inclusions, if they all play, I think Melbourne win. But if there's a few pullouts, I think that Gold Coast Titans are still a chance of winning.
Loz, was it the under-19s game, or was it 18s
yes.
or 19s for New South Wales last year?
Yeah.
Pezzett was the man of the match.
Yeah, very good player.
And, mate, you know, if you're going to be a half, you want to go down and get schooled down there in the Melbourne Storm, don't you?
Well, you'd think so. You look at what they've been able to do with a number of their players, and the classic example has been Cooper Cronk. You know, went down there as a player that played a number of positions, utility player, and then they turned him into a halfback, and he had a fantastic career.
So you're doing the Titans and the Storm. You were Belmore on Sunday.
I'm doing the Mighty Tigers on Sunday against the Bulldogs.
Block, let's go there.
Help, Block.
Sold out, Blocker.
Sold out. Belmore Oval, mate. How good are the suburban grounds? I love going along to the suburban grounds and seeing. You know, I suppose the facilities aren't great, but I love going and watching games there at Belmore and Leichhardt and all those sort of places. Mate, the Tigers, I'm telling you, they're going to come good.
But oh, my God.
I've got some bad news for you.
Yeah, what? Not this year.
I don't know when.
There was a little birdie and a little whisper going around last night that Dewey might be out.
Injured or dropped?
No, injured. They could ill afford to lose him if they're going to cause an upset on Sunday. But they just look frantic on Sunday, Block. It was frantic on error.
Do you know what, Loz? I reckon they're trying too hard. I reckon...
Well, Pup said the same thing.
I reckon from watching them, I don't think that everyone has identified what their actual role is or what their job is. You know, look, I'm one for, you know, poor old Appy's come to the club. Mate, he's the best hooker in the game, in my opinion, right? So I don't know whether Appy's trying to call the plays. Now, you can't call the plays from dummy half because you're not looking at the line. You need a six or a seven or a smart front rower or a lock forward who can call the plays for you that's looking at the defensive line. So I reckon he's trying too hard. I reckon he's got to pull it back a little bit and, you know, take more onus, you know, if Dewey does play. He's got to take more onus of running the whole show. Because Brooksy, I've said it a million times, Brooksy's a very good player, great running player, good kicking game, good defence, but he can't run a football team. So they've got to find a little bit more balance. I think they're trying too hard.
Well, Block, you're certainly not harmless.
Harmless?
That's for sure.
I am these days, mate. Yeah. Like a little bloody pussycat. I'm thinking of having some dance lessons. So if anyone out there, I'd love a couple of tradies to come with me so I don't get embarrassed all by myself. What do you think?
What are you saying about tradies?
Well, I just
can't dance.
No, I don't, I'm not saying they can't dance. I'm saying that they're probably not the first up on the dance floor, those sort of guys. Oh. I think they sit back a little bit. And I reckon there'd be a few out there that would come along to me to the dance studio. Can you imagine it? We should take a film crew.
Do the two-step.
At the RSLs, don't they do like a boogie night, like a dance night? Yeah. I'm sure my mum goes to that at Cronulla or Carrimbarra or something once
salsa.
A week. Salsa night, that's it.
I was.
Why don't you treat yourself and the wife to a salsa night once a week?
Clarkie, before I was married, I was a great close dancer. No, I was.
What happened to that?
Well, they couldn't get away. Very big squeezer.
Big teddy bear, aren't you?
Big like a
cuddly
big old
teddy.
Big teddy bear.
Lucky, you have a great weekend, mate.
Thank you. Au revoir.
David Stanley, trackside at Rosehill Gardens, Golden Slipper Eve, sunny. There's not a cloud in the sky.
No, there's not a cloud in the sky. It's beautiful, nice and warm outside. And I'll tell you what, it's going to be absolutely heaving here tomorrow. They're setting up for Panao later. Now, you've heard Panao, haven't you? The band? Haven't you?
Wouldn't know him if I fell over him.
Yeah, I know Panao.
Mate, I'm telling you, if I played a Panao
No, you'd know the song. Video, you'd know the song.
And you'd be and
you
you'd
know
be
a couple
like,
of songs,
oh,
right?
One, and the Corona.
You've heard,
and
yeah,
the
you've heard the songs.
Going, you would, 100%.
Yeah, you've heard the songs.
Ask a young fella tonight. Ask the kids.
Oh, yeah, they
100%. It, oh, even you Michelle would know, I reckon.
Loz, you know the tune.
Yeah.
Yeah. You'd hear it on the radio and you'd go, oh, that's the song.
Yeah,
you wouldn't know the names, like the songs.
So they're playing for an hour, Middo.
Oh, it's going to be
not just 20 minutes, an hour.
Yeah. Proper concert.
So it'll be a proper. It'll be proper. So you can imagine what this joint will be like at 7:15 tomorrow night.
But that's good. That's what races is going. That's what going to the races is. Go and watch the races, have a bit of fun with your mates,
exactly.
And then after it, enjoy yourself.
So they do it in America, and they do it really well, and they're starting to do it here where, so in like America, they'll have like Del Mar races, and then like the Chili Peppers will play a concert, or they'll get big, big American bands to play, and that's included in your ticket. And so they're starting to do it here, and I tell you what, it's great because
it's awesome.
you finish the day and you go, well, let's just stay.
Will they get many harmless people out there?
Yeah, I've heard.
We were talking earlier about harmless. If you've got a group of mates or someone's at the local and you ask about him, you go, mate, what's Joe like over there? And
he's
gets the rap on
Frank.
Him is...
We call him Frank.
The rap on him is harmless. So when I say to you he's harmless, what are you thinking?
Yeah, I'm thinking he's like a chair.
Yeah.
To be honest. Yeah. Like
he's there, but he's not there.
He's just harmless. He's just there. He just doesn't say anything. Oh. He probably got a bit of fence sitting about him. Doesn't like any drama. He never sort of have an opinion.
Are you happy to leave the wife while you go to the bar and get a few drinks? Happy to leave the wife with the harmless
because
dude?
Because you know he's not going to sort of say anything that's going to get you. Like, let's say if you've just got a trifecta, not saying you don't want to tell your missus you've had a big win, but we all sort of, you know, you never say.
No, you are saying that.
100%.
Yeah, okay.
100%. Yeah. So he's harmless, so you know that he'd be like, oh no, he's going bad in the punt today. Like, you know,
because we're talking about you'd rather be given a name, wouldn't you? As in, he's an ordinary bloke or a good bloke.
Yeah.
You need to stand for something. Don't you?
Harmless is just sort of bit of run of the mill.
Yeah, he's there, but he's not
vanilla.
Frankie, are you inviting Frankie to your birthday?
Yeah, because he's harmless.
I'm not sure he's getting in.
I'm not sure
he's getting in.
No, you've always got a Frankie.
I'll see Frankie at the pub, but I'm not inviting him to my birthday.
Yeah, you always. You
or you
invite.
Feel like you have to peer pressure because of everyone else
going. You got to invite Frank.
Oh, you know the best thing, Mido, I've got to give him up here before we come on. Mido's going, gee, I call a fair few people half. Just a bloke. Trying to he's batting. He's going,
oh, geez. As if you haven't.
Yeah, of course
he's
I
don't. He's harmless.
100%.
Behind their back.
Yeah.
Hey, who do you like in the slipper?
Oh, mate.
Come on, you're better than...
She's Harmless.
You're better than... actually, name the next... Is there a horse called She's Harmless?
There's about to be. Loz has just caught up with Chris Waller. He's just got a free jacket.
Yes. Mate. Thank you very much, Chris.
He's on the phone. Yeah, very good jacket.
Very good jacket. Mm. Spent a good 15 minutes with us this morning.
He was brilliant.
About
it.
Was cool. Outstanding.
Well, what mail did you get then?
He gave us one, didn't he?
Well, he said Ossipenko for the Doncaster.
Right. Okay, I like that. What price? That would be like, 20, maybe. It would have to be double figures, Smitto.
Come double back figures to me. No, that's what do you like in the slipper?
Well, I'm on learning. This is probably why I'm in some strife. I'm on Learning to Fly. So I was at the Sapphire Coast, and I was actually at Magic Millions. Annabelle Neesham said, got on air, got this really good filly, think I can win a Ferrari. She was sort of talking a bit of code. So we went through the trials and a couple of people texted in and said, this Learning to Fly. So I was at the Sapphire Coast. I'll put my hand on it. I had about 1,000 and I've backed Learning to Fly at $51.
Oh, give it strength.
So I'm on at 51. Then it came out and won the Widden. Then it came out and won the Inglis. And then obviously the other day.
Well,
so
the only...
You'll be nervous tomorrow.
Yeah, he's nervous now.
This
will play for Europe.
So, well, yeah. They'll be, yes.
Mate.
So that'll pay for a bit. So
I'll see you tomorrow night.
100%.
Ossipenko's $15 for the Doncaster.
You shouldn't have said it'll pay for Europe. It'll be gone by...
Some.
You'll spend it tomorrow.
Expensive city, Sydney.
If she
expensive
wins.
Yeah, well, let's hope. Learning to Fly. I'll be flying tomorrow night.
You will be. Won't you walk?
So that's my tip. I'll tell you what, too, boys. Like, I know we talk about like good athletes and sportsmen and whatnot, but the fact that we've got Ryan Moore and James McDonald here, who are the two best jockeys in the world, like on rankings. Mm. It's like having, you know, I don't know, what Virat and Steve Smith or your two best, like, they are here tomorrow, so...
I don't know much about Ryan, but if you were to describe him as a jockey, like, is he like a J-Mac? Is he a jockey? Nash? Is he like...
Actually, you know what? I'd say a Nash and J-Mac combined, because he's really strong, like, won't miss them, so to speak.
Right, yeah. Gives every chance. Very, very gives strong. The horse every chance.
And like James, so I interviewed James, and James obviously being the humble bloke he is in a way, he sort of said, I don't like being called the world's best jockey. I think the world's best jockey is Ryan. Mm. So he actually looks up to Ryan.
So they've got mutual respect for one another, right?
Well, put it this way. To be the European number one retained rider for Coolmore in Europe,
you're going all right.
So
Ryan's not going to blow you away in an interview, though.
Very quiet.
Yeah, quiet bloke.
He's not like Zach Purton, where Zach will come out like Zach would be here going, you know, Frankie? I could tackle you, Laurie. Oh, not like Frankie. No. We're talking
very quiet.
He's probably harmless.
But
he's probably harmless. He would be. Will he just be quiet? He just sit. He just nod. Can ride a horse. But
You're calling him a chair because you said harmless was a chair.
He just has it.
He's a chair, is he?
Relax.
Awesome. Awesome compliment.
G'day,
chair.
Good to see you. I'll never forget when I went to Hong Kong on the international trip and we're in the bus heading home and a few of the jockeys were like, we're going out, we're going to do this and do that. And Ryan's like, no, I'm just going to have a cup of tea. And he went upstairs. Like,
he's harmless.
He's harmless.
Ryan is definitely harmless.
Hey, boys, Harmless has got a cousin. His name is Neville Nobody on the text line. Who's on the punter's panel today?
Ah, well, we've got...
Because this is big. This is important. This is your highest rating show for
Glenn
6 months.
Glenn Munsey is on the program.
Okay, he's up and about.
He's up and about. Chris Roots.
The Root is back.
Love it. He's got a bit of harmless about him, Chris. You know,
Very,
but I'll tell you what, when he's chasing a story.
I don't reckon the Root has got any harmless in him. At all. He don't sit on the fence, the Root, let me tell you.
Yeah. Mitch Cowan's on the program. And we've also got on the program Mike Wood from the Race Guide. So, you know, when you're not trying to laugh and you just look at something, you just stare at something. I'm just staring at the Rose Hill
what
Gardens.
What is that out there, anyway?
Winning post. That's a big television screen.
Right. What are the numbers there?
I think that's just for the...
How many days in the year?
Right. Yeah. So, boys, go and enjoy yourselves.
What
are you doing tomorrow? What have we got planned for the... I always love hearing a little weekend plan. Michael's always on
edge. Might have a charity event, actually. Middows.
Just be careful.
We've got that charity event, don't we?
Yeah.
This weekend. We've got that. We've got a little charity event this weekend. Yes.
Well, just be careful. Whatever you're doing, please.
I think it was Aaron on the text line yesterday suggested it.
What do you reckon he's doing tomorrow? What do you reckon he's doing tomorrow?
Mate, what are you talking about? Yes. Five charities. I'm an ambassador for regularly. Oh, Loyal Foundation.
Actually,
I did one a month ago.
Who was the bloke you were pretending to play cricket with?
The guy who invented Techno Gym. Yes. Yep.
Can you get me
What's
in?
What?
Loz and I are going to go to Techno Gym.
Mate, when you go to your gym today, we're not going to the gym today. When you go to the gym next, have a look at the equipment you use.
Yeah.
It's all Techno Gym.
For basically, like rowing
life
fitness.
Life fitness. Life old fitness. News. Like, old news.
Like
Techno Gym now.
Like ski ergs, everything. Rowers, all that sort of stuff.
He invented it.
I'm going to the wrong gym.
Yeah. No, any gym's a good gym.
Is she still training with Gladys? Is she still
getting
the gym?
Yeah, I see Gladys every now and then. Yeah.
A bit more free time now, Gladys?
No, she's...
Still busy?
She's very busy, actually. Very busy.
Harmless, Gladys?
No, she's not harmless. No.
Oh. Can women be harmless as well?
Yeah. Anyone can be harmless.
Oh, don't get angry. I was just asking.
Anyone can be harmless.
Okay. Got it.